Harper Audio presents The Teenage Brain, a neuroscientist's survival guide to raising adolescents and young adults, by Francis E. Jensen, M.D., with Amy Ellis Nutt, read by Jane Jacobs. When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished by how much he'd learned in 7 years. Mark Twain. I would that there were no age between 16 and 23, or that youth would sleep out the rest, for there is nothing in the between but getting wenches with child, wronging the ancientry, stealing, fighting. The Winter's Tale, William Shakespeare. Introduction. Being teen. What was he thinking? My beautiful auburn-haired son had just returned home from a friend's house with his hair dyed jet black. Despite my inward panic, I said nothing. "I want to get red streaks in it," he told me nonchalantly. I was gobsmacked. Is this really my child? I'd begun to ask the question often during my 15-year-old son Andrew's sophomore year at a private high school in Massachusetts, all the while trying to be empathetic. I was a divorced, working mother of 2 teenage sons, putting in long hours as a clinician and professor at Boston Children's Hospital and Harvard Medical School. So, if I sometimes felt guilty about the time I spent away from my boys, I was also determined to be the best mother I could be.